Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We make the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. And now we can actually say this legitimately, repeat offender. Luis Vasquez is in the house, or back in the house. Welcome.
Thanks, Ron, for having us.
Glad to have you with me. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I look at some celebrations every once in a while, and I just have to say, what the heck are they all about? I'm looking at today's, and I'm looking at National Library Shelfie Day. I don't even know what a library shelfie would be. I guess I might be a little bit slow, but fourth Wednesday of January offers a unique opportunity for book lovers on Library Shelfie Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go there at all. National Handwriting Day. Does anybody write with use handwriting anymore? And even our accountant here, do you handwrite anything?
No.
Right? You put it into a computer. I mean, he's sitting here. You can't see this. If you are watching on ronsiegelradio.tv or our Facebook live stream, you can see Louis here. He's got a computer, two cell phones, two drinks. I don't even know what's in the drinks. We're not going to ask him that because he and I are from the same fraternity, so we will not go there. But as you could probably tell, you know, I have beaten anorexia. Today is National Pie Day.
Okay.
And I am not referring to the math symbols, right? I mean, it's P-I-E, not P-I. So what is your favorite pie? Tell me your favorite pie. Alex, what's your favorite pie? I know. Taxes are taxing to you. I got that one. What's your favorite type of pie? And I'm not going to be doing any advertising for Polly's Pies or telling you that they've got a special going on right now for National Pie Day. I will not say that to you if you're in the sound of my voice and there's a Polly's Pies near you. You didn't hear that from me. Watching the markets today. Wow, if you are a stock market investor, have you seen the roller coaster today? But we'll tell you what's going on here. The market opened up about 200, and now we are down 36 points. A little painful. We know why that is. Oil down 93 cents a barrel. I should not even look and see what the pricing is nationally or in Taxifornia. I'm sure that Taxifornia, we're probably leading the country or very close to leading the country in prices once again. 6 days in a row, we are up on gasoline. $2.269 is the national average price of a gallon of gasoline. $3.266 in Taxifornia, so we're a dollar above the national average. And yes, I'm sure that if I go and find Missouri on here, either Missouri or Mississippi will be the lowest price in the land. $1.90.3. Red and Anita, they're not in Jacksonville. You're right. They're a little, you got to go about 2,000 miles to get your pie at Polly's. $1.90.3 is the average or the cost of gasoline if you are in Missouri. Moving right along, Ron's daily briefing. What is going on in the daily briefing? We've got the lunatic John Kerry back in the news again. He's over at the White Man's Conference. I guess I'm not supposed to say that. He's actually in Davos right now. Talk about a bunch of hypocrites right over there in Davos. I think the only female I've seen in Davos so far is Maria Bartiromo. She's a business anchor. But other than that, it's a bunch of white males talking about poverty as they and climate control as they fly in on their private jets, and if the jet is too big, then they have to take a helicopter from the airport to the convention site. and they want to tell us about climate change, global warming, but it's freezing in Davos. I guess I shouldn't say that either. They're going to tell us about global warming and poverty. I wonder if any one of them have a clue about any of those topics. But they will tell you and I how we should live our lives. And, I mean, it's just this year, I think it's about as irrelevant as it comes. But I digress. The lunatic John Kerry over there trying to deal with his legacy. Right? He's the former Secretary of State. Said Tuesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos that the only solution to President Donald Trump's failures of leadership would be for him to resign. Now, let's think about this. And I just I didn't even write anything here. But let's see. We're talking about the lowest unemployment in decades, lowest black unemployment ever, lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. GDP is higher than it's been in 10 or 12 years. And what do we have to say for John Kerry? Oh, yeah, Iran gets a nuclear bomb. Now, can we balance those out and see if we should be listening to John Kerry? Just throwing that out there. Amazing. Supreme Court in the news. They decided not to consider an appeal from a high school football coach who was fired for praying at the 50-yard line after games. That just amazes me. I mean, really, you can't pray after a football game? Wasn't like anybody had to go to the prayer session. It was just those that wanted to partake. Unbelievable where we are right now. But then again, we are seeing other interesting issues. First time in a decade that the Supreme Court has decided to take on a gun rights case. Yeah, maybe we'll get rid of some of these states who say you can't carry a gun. Now, if you want to protect your diamond dealer, say, and you're carrying diamonds, you got to leave the gun home and think if that's going to protect you. But you know something? We do know how we can get half the country to mobilize. I wonder if the gun carriers wear a Make America Great Again hat. Do you think that'll change everything? Then you'll at least get a lot of protection. There'll be a lot of people around then. Unbelievable. I did get this one just recently. I had this question come up on one of our social media feeds about Sarah Huckabee Sanders not holding any regular press briefings. Hasn't had one since December 18th. Have you ever watched any of the press briefings from the White House? I am a self-proclaimed news junkie, so yes, I have watched some of them. There's not, generally, you don't get more than one or two legitimate questions in an hour press briefing. All you hear about is the porn star, I don't even remember her name, or Putin and Russia. Now, we know that the Clintons colluded there. We have no proof of Trump colluding, but we want to hear about that. You hear a bunch of garbage that's totally worthless and nobody cares about. So why have the briefing? Just throwing that out there. But then again, Joy Behar, talk about another goofball.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, I had a sound effect for Joy Behar because I think that this is how I can sum up her mentality. Yeah, some people will recognize that, some people will not. But she is the co-host of The View, attributed the media attacks on a group of Catholic high school boys from Covington, Kentucky, after the video surfaced this weekend showing a confrontation between them and an elderly Native American to the media's dislike of the president. So if I go and run over somebody today, which I do not plan on doing, I can just say I dislike the president and it becomes okay. Is that what Loony Behar is telling us? And then you get the other loon. They call her a comedian. I thought you're supposed to be funny when you're a comedian. But anyway, I digress again. Kathy Griffin on Tuesday deleted a tweet about the Covington Catholic basketball players' hand signs and accused the students of signaling support for Nazism. She wants to get all their names and addresses to publicize them. At least maybe she could get some publicity that way because she's certainly not funny. And we are continuing on the government shutdown. How is that affecting you? Is it affecting you? Do you care? Is the question. My only care of the whole thing is I feel bad for the government workers who are going to work and not getting paid. I feel bad, even worse, for the Coast Guard people who are out there doing their job like they always do for us and not getting paid. But other than that, the only non-essential workers I know of in Washington probably be Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Can we get rid of them? Please, I just ask that question. We have a lot of questions that we have to ask. Today we're going to be talking about taxes. I think the day that I think we're 5 days away. We're going to talk to Louis about taxes 5 days from now. So we'll chat about that, the importance of home ownership to the American dream, and five common mistakes that borrowers should avoid. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, you know the tune. Yeah, you know it. The replay is going to be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Or you can go to ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. We have those shows generally are posted by the end of the day, maybe first thing tomorrow morning. RonSiegelRadio.com in the archives. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 210037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Only one I know of with the FastPass loan approval, disrupting the market, changing the way mortgages are done. What's happening in the marketplace right now? Dow Jones Industrial Average down now 69 points and continuing to fall. Oil off 93 cents a barrel. Let's look at what the rates are doing. Fannie Mae 30-year bond down 3 basis points, which means home interest rates are up a little bit. S&P 500 index down 15 points. The 10-year treasury up 1 basis point. But why? That's the question, not the what, because that super secret website, google.com, will tell you all of the whats. The whys are these things happening. So we were up big time earlier today until one of the president's spokespeople came out and said, you know, if we don't get a deal with China, we could be seeing a zero GDP this quarter. Did not do well for the markets. Then we saw that the mortgage bonds broke below their 25-day moving average. That's a negative technical sign. The Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage application volume was down 2.7% last week. Applications to purchase a home were down 2.0% and are now up 13% from this time last year, which is a huge improvement. Refinances dropped by 5% and are now only down 7% from this time last year. Also a big difference from the 40% decline a short while ago. In the housing news, FHFA. Now, this is my favorite price index. Measures home price appreciation on single-family homes with conforming loan limits, showing that home prices rose 0.4% in November. The year-over-year appreciation rate increased, not decreased, from 5.7 to 5.8, and I think that we will see a very strong spring housing market despite the negativity and doom and gloom in the marketplace. Now, why do I say this is my favorite index? Well, FHFA only deals with conforming loan amounts, conforming loans. They're not dealing with the jumbo market, so it's a little bit more realistic to most people around the country. S&P 500, the reason we're seeing the changes there is we're looking at a lot of technical changes. We're looking at a Fibonacci ceiling at 2673. Not going to get into what that is. It's just where the numbers are. But that is the reasoning for what we're seeing. That's the why of it. That's the part that you're not going to get on that super secret website, google.com. You do get it when you listen to Ron Siegel Radio right here each morning on your favorite stations or on our social media, ronsiegelradio.tv. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Chatting this morning, does anybody that's listening to us have a tax issue? Martha, I know that you are an expert in taxes as well. That's your business. But let's chat about the accounting side of it. We've got Louis Vasquez, Vasquez Family Accountancy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So 5 days till chaos. Well, actually, I guess in some worlds, there's no chaos in 5 days because it's all shut down.
Yeah, right. You know, kind of limited on what we can do as a firm right now with the government being shut down. Outside of handling, you know, taxes and accounting, we also handle a lot of IRS resolutions. And, you know, you call the government right now, there's no one there to pick up.
Is that good or bad?
It's good because, you know, there's no collection activities happening right now, no audits. So, you know, if you're someone that's around the statute of limitations, you know, and they're shut down and the statute of limitations expires, you know, there's nothing they can do.
Are you going to – now, Lou, you know, I do have a bit of a conspiracy theory.
Sure, sure.
Right? So somehow the IRS always seems to get their money, right? I mean, they're going to actually not get their money. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you know, the IRS really is just a collection – you know, they're a collection department with a little bit of authority in that they can, you know, levy an asset or put their hands into your bank account. But, you know, anyone that's in an IRS problem – the best thing you can do is either call them and try to get some sort of payment plan or some sort of, uncollectible status, or hire someone so they can call for you. The worst thing you can do is ignore them.
That's a big issue right there, because a lot of people think, well, they're going to go away. If I put my head in the sand, they're going to go away.
Sure, right? That's the best way to solve your problems when you're an adult. You know, when you're growing up, you think adults have everything figured out. Then you become 30 and you realize that adults, really, they become better at running from things.
Isn't that amazing? So tax reform, let's talk a little bit about tax reform. How is that going to affect the average individual? And then let's talk about it from a business standpoint. We've got a lot of people in California, especially a lot of business owners, or the business owners move out of California,
sure,
right? And
yeah,
then they leave the worker bees here, the W-2 folks. So tax reform, how is it going to affect the workers, the W-2 workers?
Yeah, you know, if you're someone that's making 50, 60K a year, your standard deduction has pretty much doubled. Before, the standard deduction was $6,300. Now it's $12,000. So let's say I make 50. I get a standard deduction of 12. So I'm only taxed on 48. So the standard deduction has doubled, which is really good. And then tax brackets, they've pretty much shaved off 3%. So the 15% bracket's now the 12% bracket. The 25% bracket's now the 22% bracket. So in most scenarios, someone making 50, 60K a year, they're going to save about, $1,200 to $1,500 with the new standard deduction and the new brackets.
Now, do I need to go to a professional firm like yours for that? Or have they really done it where you can do it easy?
Yeah, you know, it's a matter of what you're looking for. You know, if you're looking just to get your taxes done, you know, you're no problem getting TurboTax or H&R Block software, spending $50 and you can get it done. It's if you're looking for advice and strategy, that's when you need to go someone. So it's a matter of what you want. I liken it to getting a steak dinner. You know, I can go get a steak dinner at Denny's for $12, but if I really want a steak dinner, I'm probably going to go to Morton's or Ruth's Chris.
Ridiculous.
Or
yeah,
if I'm in
Denny's
Palm Springs,
for dinner?
Yeah, you know, so what are you looking for? Are you looking for, you know, basic service, or are you looking for advice? That's the difference between a tax preparer, tax software, and an accounting firm, CPA firm.
And that's a big issue right there, is a lot of people don't think about that part of it, right? I mean, they're thinking, you know, I want to just get it done. I'm going to go to H&R Block, I think you mentioned, or whoever, and get it done. And I'm going to get everybody's going to get me the same return or refund. And that's really just not the case.
Yeah, I think this is a statistic that firms, CPA firms, tax firms, accounting firms, they typically get an $800. The refunds are typically $800 more just off of some sort of advice that they're going to advise. Whether that be like IRA contributions. But that's what it comes down to. Do you want advice or do you just want it done?
So where's the break even for the cost benefit? I mean, you said, and I don't know these numbers, so I'm just throwing what you said. H&R Block is like $50 or TurboTax or so, whatever it is. I don't know. But where's the benefit to come to from going to a firm versus going to one of these services? What is my income level going to really make that benefit? Cause, I mean, if I made $50,000, and say I don't know what the withholding is, call it, $2,000. And I don't even know. I'm just throwing numbers out there because I'm not the accountant.
Sure.
And, you know, you said that I've got the standard deduction of 12, right? So I've got to look and say, okay, what is my, if I'm going to get back 300 and I have to pay 50 for it, if I'm going to get back 300 and I'm going to have to pay, I don't know what a firm would charge.
Right. So I would say when you want to really seek advice, I would say two life events. One, when you get married, because typically what happens when you get married.
Well, I need a lot of advice for getting. You want to get the advice before you get married.
Yeah, right. Typically what happens when you're single, you know, you're making 50, your spouse is making 50, and you guys are used to just doing TurboTax or H&R Block. But once you get married and you go to married filing jointly, now you're showing six figures, 100,000, and it's usually a wake up call. So I would. If I was going to get married, I would invest $300-$400, go to a firm, and get advice. And then the second event that I would definitely seek out advice is going to be if I purchase an asset, which is whether that's a home, a rental property, if I inherit something like that. So those are the life events. If I'm accumulating some sort of asset or if I'm getting married. And then the thing too, Ron, that a lot of people don't know is that as an employee, you can actually control how big or small of a refund you get based off of how much you have withheld. That's what a tax refund is. A tax refund isn't the government giving you money. It's you overpaying the government keeping the money, and then giving it back to you. It's an interest-free loan. So what a lot of people don't know is that we can actually tell you how much you need to have withheld to achieve whatever refund goal you want.
Interesting. So refund goals. We're going to talk about that when we come back. What about these tax credits and refundable credits? We might have to dig into that with Lou as well. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, the importance of home ownership to the American dream, and five common mistakes that borrowers should avoid. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Hey, that's your household board of directors. I am a big, big proponent of your household board of directors. You need to have your own CPA, your own estate planning attorney. You need to have your own insurance person. Every major corporation that I know of has a board of directors. They can't do it all themselves. Do you think you can? Give me a call. Let's put together that board of directors for you. The importance of home ownership on the American dream for centuries. People in this country have seen home ownership as part of the American dream, whether they were born here or immigrated from another country. They wanted to own a piece of America. With so many prominent societal changes over the last few decades, it is fair to ask if people in America still feel the same way about owning a home. The answer was made abundantly clear in two separate reports released earlier this month. In their market trends report, as housing trends shift, so does renter, buyer, and seller sentiment, Trulia revealed that, quote, after 2 years of no change, the share of Americans who say that home ownership is part of their personal American dream ticked up from 72% to 73% of Americans. At the same time, the National Association of Realtors released their aspiring homebuyers profile, as the report explained. I quote, for both homeowners and non-homeowners alike, homeownership is strongly considered a part of the American dream. For non-owners, roughly 75% reported that homeownership is part of their American dream. For owners, 9 and 10 believe it is part of their American dream. Bottom line, the belief among the vast majority of Americans, whether they rent or own, is that purchasing a home still remains a major step toward accomplishing the American dream. That is the real-time real estate segment. Hey, if you're not an owner of the American dream, if you're not in your dream home, if you're thinking about buying a bigger home, if you're thinking about right-sizing, we've got some new tools coming out for you. We're going to have a budgeting tool. It's got a goal section in there. It gives you a place to store all of your information safely and securely. No, you can't change things in there other than the goals, but we're going to talk more about that in the days and weeks to come. We are chatting this morning, though. Louis Vasquez, I guess I better change my intro for you, Louis, because I guess it's a different company name, Vasquez Baldwin and Family.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the kids working now, too, right? Louis has to go on sabbatical at Father's Day just because he's worried about where some of those calls are coming from. Just to throwing that out there.
Yeah, actually kind of exciting time. My wife's actually 11 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, first?
First one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Little Louie's running around.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So we were talking about, before the break, about controlling the amount held back within the returns.
Yeah.
And I want to throw one other thing out at you also, because we want to know about that, but I also want to hear... Now, I've heard that there's a difference between refundable tax credits and tax credits. So if you have nothing to refund, that tax credit does you no good.
Yeah, so there's a difference between a deduction and a credit. So a deduction lowers how much you're taxed on. So let's say I make 50 and I have a deduction of 5. So instead of getting taxed on 50, I have a deduction of 5, I get taxed on 45.
Right.
Okay. Then a credit. A credit offsets what you actually owe. So if I owe $1,000 and I have a credit of $1,000, basic math, Ron, how much would I owe?
Zero.
Okay.
My favorite number.
So.
But what if I had already withheld all that $1,000?
So let's say I have $1,000 that I owe and I have a credit of $1,500. What would I then owe?
Zero.
Okay. So if it's non-refundable, if I owe $1,000 and I have a credit of $1,500, if it's non-refundable, I break even at zero. If it's a refundable credit, if I owe $1,000 and I have a credit of $1,500, you get that $500 difference.
So that comes in, yeah. So that comes into the account that I want to always owe the government money, right?
Well,
because if I didn't get that refundable credit, then I lose that $500, right? If that's the
Sure. So that's a way to look at it. That's an interesting way to look at it. I see what you're saying there.
So I want to make sure that I'm always got a refund coming because, you know, I don't want to give the federal government a zero interest loan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so Alex, I'm going to throw this out there. I have not read this offline, but I'm going to read it right now. I'll throw this at Louis right now. How does it negatively affect your tax write-offs to pay off your home? Doesn't your monthly payment savings offset that?
Okay, well, Ron, this is a basic finance question. Great question, Alex. So typically with loans, you know, your mortgage, especially if you got it, you know, fairly recently, it's probably between 4 and 5.5% is your interest rate on your mortgage. Okay. So don't ever make a decision really off of tax write-offs. Make a decision off of sound financial guidance. So if your return, if you pay off
Amen
your mortgage,
to that one.
Your return is essentially 4 to 5%, 5.5% on your money. So you need to analyze, is this a good return instead of maybe putting it into the market or putting it into an investment property where you're probably going to get 9% return on your money. So, Ron, I think you could agree with that advice.
Absolutely. I'm a big proponent of mortgages. And the reason I am is you're getting a zero rate of return on home equity, always.
Exactly.
So can you do something better with that money? That's the whole issue. If you can do something and earn more on the more than your interest expense, your net interest expense after any write-offs that you may have, you're much better off putting that money to work for you. I'm looking at on the markets, which I do all the time. There is a whole host of items right now that I've been watching that pay anywhere from 5 to 8%. Ford Motor is paying a bit, little better than a 7% dividend.
Mm.
Now, I am not going to give you financial advice. That's not what we do here. But Ford Motor Company paying a 7% dividend versus a mortgage at 4.5% or 5%, you tell me what's the better answer for you and your family.
Yeah, you know, Alex, it sounds like you're in a good cash position, potentially figuring out should I pay off my mortgage or not. I would potentially look and see if you have any equity in your home and take this cash you potentially have. Think about maybe getting a rental property that's maybe giving you a 10% annual free cash flow return before I pay off that mortgage.
Absolutely. And think about that one, Lee, because we don't always talk about that. So I'm thinking here, you know, Ford at 7%. Now, I am looking at a rental or a property in Palm Desert when I go out there this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if I put down 20% and that appreciates at 5% a year, that's a 25% return on my cash.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking, Ron. That's a good return. You know, so now we're talking passive income, making our money work for us. So the only person really, Alex, in this situation that's going to win you paying off your mortgage early is really going to be just the bank.
There you go. So great question. Great question. We appreciate that. So there's been a lot of talk, Louie, and I want to get your tax guidance here. That, you know, something, there's no real benefit now to home ownership because the tax rules have changed. I totally agree with you. Do not buy a house ever based on, or a piece of property based on taxes only, right? That's poor guidance if somebody tells you buy it because of taxes. Because you never know what the taxes are going to do next year, right? I mean, they changed last year. So you need to make it based on sound guidance. But let's talk about that. Renting at $2,500 or buying at $2,500 a month.
Yeah, you know, Ron, I was just at a buddy's house the other day. He has a one-bedroom home over in Costa Mesa at the East. He's paying $2,200 a month. You know, that's really the market right now for a one-bedroom, two bedrooms in a safe area. And I want to be conservative with that term, a safe area. You know, you're looking at $2,500, $2,600, $2,700 a month to rent.
Right.
You know, I would really consult with a loan officer or some sort of financial advisor.
I think I know one.
Yeah. You know, I'm paying $2,600, $2,700 a month for a two-bedroom, and I got a baby on the way, and we're married, and we're bringing in six figures combined income. You're right there at that position where you need to go buy a home. You know, it's really going to be in your best interest. You know, Ron, what happened with our education system where you guys were taught how to balance a checkbook, taught how to, you know, home is a good investment, and then our generation, you know, we got taught nothing about that.
It got to a point that, you know, the government said we got to pass a test.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
right.
And you probably know more about world history that's not going to ever come happen again, which are certain things we do need to know about, right? So we don't make those same mistakes. But I don't know anybody that's alive that doesn't need to understand a mortgage, understand a credit card bill, a car payment, saving to buy a car without a payment, maybe. What's the difference between a good loan and a bad loan, right? There are good loans are home loans. Bad loans are car loans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are there's differences in there for depreciable assets or things that you can make money off of. And
yeah.
We got away from that because we wanted to get into the test instead of dealing with all these other things that are really a whole lot more important.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It really
and, you know, I talk about this all the time. My son went, yeah, you're right, Alex, the economic classes disappeared. My son went to a private school, very well known in Orange County, and asked me in his senior year about needing a check for something. And I said, you write it, I'll sign it. says, Dad, I don't know how to write a check.
Sure.
I've never
sure,
done that.
Sure, sure.
And it's not his fault. I mean, it's just a, it's, I look at it as my fault because I didn't force the issue of, you know, pragmatic economic classes.
Yeah. You know,
it's a shame.
The financial literacy, that's like, you know, it's just non-existent. And it's, you know, there's people who have, it's just amazing people who are making $100, $125,000 a year, you know, spending $26, $2,700 a month on rent when they can be owning an asset that's appreciating and building equity.
And if you want more information on that, let us know. We'd be happy to show you the numbers and show you spreadsheets and graphs and charts and all that other good stuff that'll let you make the best decision for your family. Lou and I can tell you what our opinions are, but only you can make the best decision for you and for your family. So let us sit down and show you those numbers. You make the call. So Lou, what the tax-wise, well, we're going to have to talk about this when we come back. What can we do with the tax during this government shutdown from a tax perspective?
Sure,
easy
sure.
for me to say. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Taxes are the subject today. I know no one likes them, but we've all got to deal with them. Common mistakes that borrowers should avoid, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Do you have some equity in your home? Are you tired of making a mortgage payment and you're 62 years of age or older? Reverse mortgage might be the right answer for you, but let's talk about some common mistakes that borrowers should avoid. Very common for loan originators to provide inaccurate credit tips when working with their borrowers. So I thought it'd be a good idea to give a 2019 refresher on things not to do when trying to improve a credit score. Number one, don't do these things. I'm going to give them to you right off. Don't pay off collections or charge-offs. If you want to pay off old accounts, do it through escrow, making sure that the debt is yours. Request a letter of deletion from the creditor. Number two, don't close credit card accounts or it may appear that your debt ratio has gone up. It also affects other factors in the score, including credit history. Number three, don't max out or overcharge credit card accounts. Keep your balances below 40% of the limit during the process. Pay down balances if possible. Number four, don't consolidate your debt. When you consolidate all your debt onto one or two credit cards, it will appear that you are maxed out on that card and you will be penalized. Number five, don't do anything that will cause a red flag to be raised by the scoring system. This includes adding new accounts, co-signing on a loan, or changing your name or address with the bureaus. If you are in need of help with this, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with one of the reputable credit repair companies that we talk to on Ron Siegel Radio. We talk with. I chat with a lot of them. There's some that I trust. There are more that I would not trust. I'll give you names that we can deal with from there. Not my business, but I just share that with you. Continuing our conversation this morning, Louis Vasquez is in the house, and we are chatting with him a little bit today, actually maybe a lot today. Vasquez Baldwin and Family Incorporated. That might be part of his tax ploy, Incorporated. They're a tax and accounting firm. Used to be accountancy. Now you've got accounting.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's changing it up. He's just trying to confuse the easily confused radio host. So we are on day 33, I think it is.
Jeez.
Of the government shutdown with no end in sight. Although I know whenever I say something like that, we'll probably get a message coming across the boards here in a minute saying that maybe they're going to, well, maybe that's optimistic thinking that maybe they'll talk or something along those lines. Crazy stuff. But Louis, let's chat a little bit in the few minutes we have. If I owe money to the IRS or the state of California, does the shutdown affect me?
Yeah, so I was just at a seminar, 8-hour seminar on tax updates on Monday. One update for those of you who...
Wait, back up there before you get into that. An 8-hour seminar on tax updates.
Yeah, 8 hours, man.
Did that keep you awake or did it put you to sleep? Oh. Now I know why you got the Red Bulls going. Right? But let's just think about the... I want to throw... I kid Lou about that. But here's the point that I want to make. Now, how long have you been doing taxes and accounting?
2011.
Okay, so you've got 8 years yeah. of doing that. You did all the tests to get all of these designations and all that good stuff. And he's at an 8-hour class as a refresher on the new updates, right?
Yeah.
So do you think that you doing it and just getting your 30-second sound bites have the equivalent knowledge that a professional will have? Just throwing that out there. That's why, and I say that because I don't know what you do for a living. My guess is that I couldn't do what you do in my spare time part-time. Just throwing that out there. But go ahead with some of the information from that, Lou.
Yeah, one thing real fast is for business owners, if you're a business owner and you're not seeking advice, we are magicians with the tax code right now with new tax reform. You know, I have one business that if we would have done nothing, if they would have never came to us, they would have owed $60,000. And then we gave them steps to take before the year was over and steps now. They're going to owe like 20.
Well, that's a $40,000 savings. $40,000
savings. We charged them $5,000 for that. You know, that's a great exchange. And then one thing to note, if you're in a situation.
Now you got to back up there because that's going to scare some people.
Yeah.
There are some shallow people that say 60 to 20, 40,000, but it cost me 5,000. Now, to me, that's a no-brainer. How many times would you trade $5,000 for $40,000? I will do it all day long and twice on Sundays. But here's the question, you know, is that the normal, if I'm just a peon, working class, you know, your local radio host, is it going to cost me $5,000 to get my tax return done?
Well, that was just for the planning. Then we're going to charge them more for the tax return. But, you know, someone like our tax returns at our firm starts at $450. So that kind of gives you a good grasp on kind of the demographic we're going after. We have to deal with complex things just because of our overhead. So, you know.
Okay, $450 is a starting price for a tax return. And is that the majority of the individuals?
Majority of individuals.
Okay.
So we're typically dealing with someone who probably has rental properties, a primary residence, probably some activity in the market, maybe a little bit of a side business or a loan with realtor, or someone who has their main income is a business. So
good. So it's good to know, because what we want to find out is, you know, if you're thinking that it's going to cost you $99 or $5.99, that's not the right person to call.
Right.
But we want to make sure that we are, you know, setting a proper expectation of what good guidance does for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so go back to what you were saying before you were rudely interrupted by your local radio host.
No, great question. So, you know, one thing, if you do owe money, something that's rather new, I didn't even know this, is if you owe over $50,000, over $50,000 to the IRS, guess what they're doing now, Ron? They're revoking your passport.
Wow.
So, this is a kind of a newer thing. So if you're in a situation where you owe, you know, you do not want to run into trouble if you're trying to go to Mexico or trying to go to, you know, Europe or something like that. You want to get that handled. So that's something relatively new. You know, right now the government shuts down, guys. There's really nothing our firm can do about this. You know, if we call the tax practitioner hotline, they basically say, we're not here, we can't help you. You know, there's just nothing we can do. So our hands are tied behind our backs. I was just reading that the IRS ordered 36,000 workers to go to work, pay free, 36,000. And then the union basically said, no, we're not going to go. So there's just no one there. So I just don't know how this is going to play out. It's a very, very interesting situation, Ron. Would you agree?
It's crazy seeing what's happening. And I did notice that one of the unions said that they weren't going to go. And the judge said, guess what? You've been deemed to be essential and you are going. So that becomes a even more interesting debate, right? Because, I mean, are you going to violate a court order? I don't know.
The union's, you know, if I'm not going to get paid, I ain't going to work.
Right. But they're going to get back pay. So it's there. But that doesn't mean you get back food.
Yeah.
If you have to go to the grocery store and say, well, I'm going to get back pay. So, you know, you should like me.
I think the concern is really going to be how the refunds are going to get issued. Because let's say the government opened up today. It's going to take them 2 weeks just to kind of figure out what happened over the last 33 days.
That's a fascinating number as well. So we're going to be watching that. Boy, that's a crazy. Give me a couple of tips for our business owners, a couple of tips for our employees listening.
Yeah, so business owners, everything is in your legal entity. If you have a corporation, LLC, all the savings, the big savings, the $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 savings, all revolves around a legal entity, business owners. If you don't have a legal entity and you're making money, and I define making money as profits of at least $50,000, you're doing yourself a disservice. You'll notice that we're Vasquez Baldwin Family Incorporated. There's a reason why we're incorporated as an S corporation. So, you know, really seek advice on the legal entity and maintain a good accounting system, some sort of record that you're tracking income and expenses for business owners. That's the biggest piece of advice I can give you. It's scary how many 6-7 figure businesses out there have no accounting system. It's scary. And then individuals, the best thing you can do is really look to see if your employer has some sort of 401k policy, because those are great avenues to save money, plan for retirement, and also get a return. And you can then tap into that 401k and take some sort of loan if cash flow becomes an issue, or if you want to leverage that vehicle to potentially get an asset like a home or a rental property. You can take up to $50,000 from your 401k towards a down payment as a loan.
How much?
$50,000.
Okay.
So if you're an employee and you're doing nothing about your 401k, you're doing yourself a disservice. Start now. It's scary how many people are 40, 50 years old, have nothing in retirement. Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. And And, you know, you may not have caught this. Those that listen to us on a regular basis heard this about 2 weeks ago. The gentleman that runs a lot of the homeless centers was telling me that the largest, the fastest growing segment of homeless is senior citizens.
Hmm.
Is that scary?
I believe it.
I mean, it baffles me. It scares me, especially as I get closer to being a senior. But you feel bad for folks. It's a scary world out there. So there's a few tips if you want to get some consultation. I should throw this in there because I missed this at the beginning, though. Not giving specific advice here today. We are trying to educate you, give you some guidance if you want specific advice. That's how Lou feeds his family. So give him a call and set up a time to go and work with him. Get your personal information dealt with and set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to meet any of our guests, or if you want an introduction to Lou, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Times that I tried to